He looks into Raleigh Hensley, gets the signal, goes into a windup. Here's the first pitch coming in, and Leaf swings on it, foul tips it, goes by Hensley, bounces off the chest protector of the umpire, and a new ball goes out to Big Al Milner. Strike one is a count on Leaf. Alexander's still in the bullpen for Washington. Here's the pitch coming in, and Leaf fouls it. Back over the stands, put Al Milner out in front with a count strike two. Gehlich will take up the pitching duties for the Senators in the first half of the night. Milner's ready for the next pitch into Leaf. Here it is. It's high. The ball one. One and two on Leaf. In comes the next pitch to Eddie. He started to swing, but changed his mind. It was too high for ball two. That evens a count of two and two. One out, nobody on, last half of the eighth. Cleveland 6, Washington 2. Here's the next one coming in, and Leaf fouls it back into the screen. The count remains 2 and 2. Raleigh Hensley gets a new one, tosses it out to Al Milner. Don't forget an off day tomorrow, no game. The New York Yankees move in Saturday. Here's the next one coming in, it's high, ball 3. And the big pitch will be coming in to Eddie Leaf. A single game Saturday, getting underway at 3 o'clock. Single game on Sunday, also getting underway at 3 o'clock. Al starts his windup. Here it comes. And Leaf hits it. A ground ball goes between third and short, out into left field. Weatherly fields it on the ground, makes his throw into Boudreau at second base. And Eddie Leaf is on first with his third hit of the afternoon. Pretty good day's work for a youngster. Three hits out of four times up. So it's one away, a runner on first, and Hal Quick, shortstop, coming up. He's hitless out of three times up. Bats from the right side. Milner takes a stretch. Look over first base way. In comes the pitch, and Quick takes one across that inside corner, waist high for a called strike. In comes the next pitch to Quick, and he swings on it, hits it in the air. It's going into right field. Campbell backs up. Makes the catch. We're out number two. Gets his throw in to Sammy Hale at second base. So it's two away with Eddie Leaf on first and Alec Pitko, right fielder, right-hand batter coming up. He walked in the first inning, flied to right field in the fourth, and hit into a double play in the sixth. In comes the first pitch to Pitko, and he swings on it. Foul tips it. Goes back against the stands. Count strike one. Al gets a signal from Raleigh Hensley. Here's the next one coming in outside high. It's a wild pitch. The ball gets away from Hensley. And there goes Eddie Leaf into second base. That's a wild pitch for Al Milner. Moves Eddie Leaf into second base and makes the count read 1-1 on Pitko. Al standing with his back to the plate, rubbing that ball off. Takes a stretch, a look at second base. Here comes, and Pitko fouls it. Back over the stands. Give Milner the edge for the count, reading ball one and strike two. Two men are away. A runner on second. The last half of the eighth inning, and Cleveland leading 6-2. Scoring all six of their runs in that first half of the eighth. They batted 10 men. Here comes the next pitch in, and Pitko hits one high-bounding ball down over second base. It bounds high, gets away from Boudreau. Here comes the throw into the plate, but Eddie Leaf is in, sliding in. That's a base hit for Pitko. The ball took a high bound, going down over second base. Lou Boudreau went over to field the ball. It hit the tip of his glove, rolled over his head. Eddie Leaf rounded third and scored, although there was a play at the plate. Lou Boudreau's throw was a little high. Hensley went down on into tagging, but Eddie slid around him and over the edge of the plate and scored with the third run of the ball game for Washington. We have a runner on first now with two men out, and up comes Taft right. Left fielder, left-hand batter. Taft has one hit out of three official times at bat. Here's the first pitch coming in. He takes it. It's low. Ball one. Ball one on right. Here's the next pitch coming in. Taft swings on it, hits a ground ball down second base way. Sammy Hale fields the ball, tosses to Lou Boudreau, who steps on second. And Sammy Wright forces Pitko at second base for the third out of the inning to retire the side. With one run, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. So at the end of eight innings of play, the score now reads Cleveland 6 and Washington 3. Big Alexander Carrasquel is going to be the pitcher for Washington as we go into the first half of the ninth inning. And for that ninth inning, here is Walter Johnson.
All right, well, the score is 6-3, Cleveland now. If we can hold on this inning, then we need three runs to tie this ball game up. Big Alec Carrasquel is out there on the mound for the Senators now. Young Evans went up to bat in place of Bass. And Ben Chapman will be first up for Cleveland. Chapman's been up four times, walked twice, and has one base hit. Alec is out there tossing that ball in. It's the first half of the ninth. Getting a lot of shadows extending out over the field now. No, he didn't give me the sign I was waiting for him to. Attention, please. Carrasquel. Now pitching. For Washington. Carrasquel is out there, and here Chapman swings on that first pitch, hits a line drive right over Quick's head down at shortstop. He rounds first base right, hustles that ball in. Chapman goes back to first. So Chapman is on first base. Sammy Hale, the second baseman, comes up. Sammy's been up four times. He has one walk and one single and four trips up there. It's the first half of the ninth. Cleveland out in front, 6-3. Alex steps on it. Here's the first pitch on Hale. He swings, gets a base hit into left field, taken by Taft right on a big hop. And Chapman is down on second base. Sammy Hale on first. Nobody out. And Camel. Right fielder comes up there. Camel has been up four times. He has a two-base hit. He was hit last time up there. Bass hit him to fill the bases. Two on, nobody out. Here comes the first pitch on Camel. It's a ball a little bit outside. One ball. One and nothing. Charlie Gilbert laying in pretty close down on third looking for that bunt. Alec finally backs off of there. Steps up on there again now. Here comes the pitch. He swings, hits a fly ball going into center field. Getting is coming in. He's under that ball and makes a catch. Camel flies out to get in short left center for the first out. And Keltner, the third baseman, comes up now. He's been up four times. He has one hit, a double, his last time up. And on first and second, there's one out. First half of the ninth. Alec steps on there, takes the stretch. Here comes the pitch. And it's strike one that's called. Came right down through there with a fast one. Keltner watched it go by. One strike. Alec steps on there again. Takes his stretch. Here comes a pitch. He swings and misses. That was a nice curve ball. Broke away. Two strikes on Keltner. Alec steps on there again. Backs off of there. And now Keltner backs out of there. Time is called. Keltner gets a little dirt on his hands. Walks back up in the batter's box. Alec steps on there. Here comes the pitch. And it's ball one. It's a fast one. It was a little bit outside there. Quick is ducking in around second base down there, trying to keep Ben Chapman back there. Leap came over, but he's going back now in his position. Here comes the next pitch. He swings and fouls it back. And Alec gets a new ball. 1-2. 2 men on. Cleveland out in front, 6-3. Alec steps on there again now. Here comes the pitch. He swings and misses. Chapman's on his way to third base, and he's out. Kellner goes down swinging, and Chapman is out, trying to steal third. Sides retired with no runs, 2 hits, no errors, 1 man left. So we're going into the last half of the ninth with Cleveland out in front, 6-3. We need 3 runs to tie this score. And Charlie Gilbert will be up there first. Charlie Gilbert playing third base in today's ball game. He's been up 3 times. He has 2 base hits and 3 trips up there, 1 double and a home run. Milner's out there tossing that ball in. Charlie Gilbert's getting a nice hand. Neat lady folks. Charlie's played a nice ball game out there today. There goes a throw down to second base. Goes around the infield. Back to Milner. And the umpire says play ball. Uncle Nick is down on the coaching line to third, first base. Now here comes the first pitch. It's a curve ball, a little bit too low. It's ball one. Eisenstadt down the bullpen warming up for Cleveland. Here comes the next pitch. And it's a fastball. It's inside. Ball two. 2-0. Last half the ninth. We need 3 runs to tie. Miller starts his wind up. Here it comes. And it's strike one. That's a fast one right down the middle. 2-1. Starts his wind up again. He swings, hits the ground ball down to second base. Sammy Hill comes up with it, tosses to Grimes, and he's out. Gilbert goes out, second to first for the first out. And Vernon comes up now, first baseman. He's been up 3 times, failed to hit. Miller starts his windup. Here comes the pitch. It's a fastball inside. Ball one. Vernon backs away a bit. Miller takes his windup again. Here comes the pitch. And this time it's strike one. That's called. Vernon started after that one, then pulled away. Got a pretty good eye, this boy. Doesn't hit as many bad balls. Miller takes his windup again. Here comes the pitch. He swings and fouls it back. 1-2. Takes his wind up again. Here comes a pitch. He swings and fouls another one back, this time right on over the stand. And he gets another ball out there. One and two on Vernon. Here's a windup. And a pitch. It's a high and inside. Ball two. 2-2. Milner starts his windup again. Here comes a pitch. He swings. It's a high foul over back at third base. Kellner's going over there. But he can't quite get it. It drops over there in the box. Seats and bounces up and out. And Keltner comes up with it, tosses in to the umpire who throws it away. I mean, he throws it back to the Washington dugout. That'll be used in batting practice. Ball was a little bit rough, probably. Milner takes his windup again. Here comes a pitch, and he goes down swinging. Milner came in there with a fastball, just a little bit inside. Vernon took a cut at it, but missed. And Gideon comes up now, center fielder. He's been up three times, failed to hit. Two men out, nobody on. And it's 6-3. Here comes the next pitch. It's strike one. It just took that outside corner. One strike. Milner starts. She's winding up again. Here comes a pitch. He swings and fouls it back. It's two strikes on Gideon now. Starts his wind up again. Here it comes. It's a fastball a little bit outside. One and two. Milner starts his wind up again. Here comes the pitch. And he starts after that one, but lets it go. It's a little bit too high. It's two and two. Gideon had a notion that time, but he changed his mind. A little bit too high. Here comes the next pitch. And he's called out on strikes. Milner came down in there, took that inside corner. And Gideon takes it. And Cleveland wins the ball game with six runs, nine hits, no errors. Washington, three runs, seven hits, and one error. And as Harris told you, there'll be no ball game here tomorrow. The Yankees come in Saturday for a single game and a single game with the Yankees Sunday. All right, Harry, if you have something over there.
Well, that just about tells the story of this afternoon's ball game. The winning pitcher, of course, was Big Al Milner, and the losing pitcher was Bass, the starting pitcher for Washington. We'd like to again remind you, fans, of Miller's Market, 2135 4th Street Northeast. Walter Johnson will be out seeing you tonight, and tomorrow night, you fans around the Calvert Market, at 1862 Columbia Road Northwest. We'll be greeting you again over the air Saturday afternoon for that first game between the Yanks and the Senators. The second game of that series will be played Sunday afternoon. This is Harry McTighe speaking for Walter Johnson. Thanks for listening, and so long.
This is Columbia Station for the nation's capital. It's 5:17 p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Here's a distinguished timepiece, the 21 jewel Bulova President, in the charm and color of natural gold. Curved, streamlined, an exceptional value. WJSV, Washington.